Ortho, better known as the Black Box of Dentistry. But to be part of that community, you got to apply to residency and you have to match. Stay tuned as we talk to a doc who just matched in ortho. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Dr. Darwin, the new dentist coach, with another episode of Ask Dr. Darwin on the New Dentist Coach podcast show. We talk about getting into dental school, surviving dental school, getting into residency, and then life as a new dentist. Guys, thanks so much for continuing to be part of these episodes and these journeys that we take with everyone from pre-dental, current dental students, and then new dentists, and then even international dentists. This episode today is being brought to you by GetIntoDentalResidency.com. GetIntoDentalResidency.com, which is a community and some services that'll help you get into your top and your number one residency this residency and application cycle. For more details, go down below to GetIntoResidency.com and find out ways that we can help you match into your dream residency. Check it out. So today, guys, we are ecstatic. We are happy. We are tearful. We are thankful. We are we have lots of gratitude, but we are also excited to share a successful endeavor that's been, like, what'd you say, Doc? A long time coming, right?
It's been a long time coming.
So today we're joined with Dr. Roach, who's going to talk and share some success and how she did it, how she matched into ortho today on match day, phase one. Match day today. It just happened about 12 hours ago. So this is an exclusive. So Doc, please introduce yourself for people who are meeting you for the first time.
I'm Dr. Taisha Roach. I am originally from Long Island, New York. I am a graduate of Columbia University College of Dental Medicine 2017, and I'm currently serving in the United States Navy for the past 4.5 years.
And we definitely thank you for your service. And we appreciate you. I'm an Air Force guy myself, but I understand the commitment and the dedication that you are currently giving. And again, thank you for your service. So let's dive into this celebratory day and the success day, this happy day, by going backwards a little bit first. Let's go back and talk about for you, why dentistry? Why did you pick dentistry as a career?
Well, honestly, ortho introduced me to dentistry. Growing up, I didn't have many restorations. So my orthodontist, seeing him every month, was my intro to dental. So that brought me through to undergrad. I became a dental assistant in undergrad, and working in a dental clinic, needs-based dental clinic, I was just so amazed at how people's lives were changing. So that's what I wanted to be a part of.
Gotcha. And I'm sure once you were, part of the profession as a dentist and person who has graduated from dental school, you had your eyes on the next step, right? So why ortho? Why ortho for you?
Well, just growing up and just having that orthodontist encouraged me to become a part of the dental community. I wanted to get experience. So Columbia gave me that foundation. And then actually in the military is when I started gaining a lot of experience in ortho. I was overseas and I was able to take care of children there and do interceptive needs there. And then over in Norfolk, Virginia, I was able to do my own cases. So that's when I started to really fall in love with ortho.
So when you fall in love with ortho and you make that decision, that's when everything else starts to have to happen, right? And usually that first step is the application. So just briefly share, how did you prepare to get the application together? Were there anything special that you did or unusual that you had to do, given the fact that you were already in the Navy, maybe somewhat already separated from Columbia and those folks and those faculty there?
So I definitely had to get letters of recommendation from people that I work with closely in the Navy. And I was lucky to work alongside an orthodontist within the Navy. You definitely want to get someone who's can speak to your experiences and works closely with you. So I was lucky to have that. And also I started to study for the GRE well before the application was even open. And then I took that beforehand. And then I started preparing the other materials as well before the application opened.
The GRE. For some people, very similar to the DAT. It's like the dreaded exam or test that most or some specialty residency programs require for you to take. So did you take a prep course? How did you tackle that?
I took an online prep course, and then I just studied some old materials that I had borrowed from other students. So that's how I studied for about 2 months.
Good, good, good. All right, so got your application. You got your, I'm pretty sure you had some list of individuals that could write a strong letter of recommendation or letters of recommendation to speak strongly on your behalf. So that's I know that's part of the process, and I know you did that. Let's talk about the other parts of the application as relates to, all right, I'm applying to ortho, but which programs? So share with us a little bit more about the programs, the number of schools, and why maybe some programs or schools versus others.
Oh, so I definitely applied to a lot of schools. I didn't want to limit myself. I applied to 22, but I did do my research on each and every single school that I applied to. And I saw that some of those schools apply to my experience. So some schools appreciate experience and some don't. So you definitely want to do your research on that and see which ones fit you the best and which ones you can see yourself at as well.
Yeah, that's key, because you want to see yourself at those programs, because most programs, especially for ortho, are definitely 2 years and some are 3 years. So that's a long time to be somewhere that you potentially don't want to be. So let's talk about the interviews, because you do all the application, you get your letters of recommendation, you take the GRE, all for the next step, which is interviews. So talk a little bit about the number of interviews you got and just what some of the, you know, the typical interview day was like. And this is a loaded question, right? And maybe some questions that were unusual or maybe that you didn't expect during the interview day.
So I had 8 interviews. And the first couple, I was nervous, but it was pretty conversational. And then the more interviews I did, the more comfortable I got. There was a few curveball questions, but preparing with you, Dr. Darwin, I was able to go ahead and not be surprised at any of the questions and just frame my answer from what we discussed.
Yeah, and just a short little segue. We did prepare. We did the Platinum Professional interview prep, where we took time to kind of go deeper into the programs, go deeper into types of questions you should expect to be asked, also questions that you should be asking programs. And we also rounded it off with a couple of mock interview sessions. So you guys that are listening out there, if you need some help, and I'm sure Dr. Roach can attest that this program that we have, this Platinum Professional program, to get you ready for, to me, is probably the most important next step before you get into residency, which is the interview. You got to be prepared for the interview. It can make or break or match or not match people as part of this process. So feel free to reach out to me. I'll give you some more details about that. But I'm very glad to hear that our time together, those three sessions plus were very, 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 very helpful. So glad to hear that. And also that it produced another positive result, as in match as the end result, right? So glad to hear that was the final result for us. So now you can become a board certified orthodontist, right?
Yeah.
Right. Were there any unusual questions, any curveball questions? Or are they pretty much
most of the interviews were conversational, just going over the CV and just really getting to know you. And also you use that interview time to get to know the program. You know that you meet the residents, you get to talk to them, get to insight into what the program is about. And that's also what the interview is for. And that's really important as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So had your interview, had some good ones. You took some notes, I'm sure. And then you had to come up with what we were doing together last week, which was making sure that you had the schools in the order that you wanted, right? Ranking those programs from 1 to 6, or in your case, 1 to 8. You did have some non-match programs on there as well. But that is an important part. So just briefly share with us, what were some of the concepts that kind of guided you and helped you kind of get your list in the order that you needed to be successful for match day?
Definitely thinking what is most important to you, what you want out of a residency, is how I ranked my my schools. So location was important for me. Resident experience was a big one. How I felt the faculty felt about teaching and about their residents was really important as well. So those are the criteria I use to rank my schools.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And keep in mind that ranking and those reasons for ranking certain programs will be different for everybody, right? If you've seen one applicant, or if you've seen 20, well, for orthos, more like 100. If you've seen 100 applicants for ortho, you've seen 100. Like, most people are not going to be the same, and they're going to have different reasons why certain programs or things that they're looking for in an ortho program are important to them. So everyone's going to have different reasons, which is going to reflect and determine how they rank those programs come rank list time, which is very, very key, which you saw last week when we were going through that session as well. And then today, dun, 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 ortho.
Yeah.
So tell us about your match day experience today.
Well, I was checking my email from the crack of dawn. I knew it wasn't going to come then, but I just opened the email and it said, congratulations, you've matched. And I was just thrilled, overjoyed. So it's been a long time coming, as I said. So I'm just really proud of it.
Yeah. So where are you going to be taking your ortho talents to in July?
I'll be going to Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, New York. Yeah.
Congratulations. Your top choice at that. See, there you go, guys. Her top choice. She got into residency, not now, but right now. She got it in today. So congratulations, first choice. I know you're really excited. I know your family back in New York is probably very excited as well. As we kind of finish out there today and in celebration of you matching, tips, advice, people that are listening now want to have that same experience that you are experiencing right now. So knowing what you know now, is there anything that you would do different or give us some, three or four tips that you would give and strategies that you would want to share to future applicants who are looking to become orthodontists as well.
Okay, I would just definitely say grades are pretty important. Just make sure you're staying on top of things in dental school and that you're continuing to do well. Research is a big part of ortho. If you want to go that route and you know you're going to be an orthodontist, definitely try to get into research if you can. Also, what I found really helpful was keeping a live CV, because you tend to forget things when you're looking back a few years, in my case, almost 5 to 7 years looking back. So having notes or having figures that you want to put in that CV is really helpful when you're going to apply.
There you have it. Ortho match success. Ortho match success from future board certified orthodontist, Dr. Roach. So congratulations again. We're so happy for you. And thanks for sharing, allowing us to be a part of your special day today and also leading up to it. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to help you realize your dream in becoming an orthodontist by getting you prepared for this process. So thanks for reaching out to me and thanks for allowing me to help you. I feel like I'm going to do ortho now.
And thank you so much for your program because it's really helpful. So I highly recommend you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You would say that now that you got into ortho. Huh? Well, again, thank you so much. And guys, check out these next set of videos. Hopefully these will help you in your pursuits of becoming an orthodontist or a specialist as well. That's our time. Love, peace, and smiles. We'll see you on the next video.
Hey, hope you guys like that episode. There's more to listen to and more to learn from. Make sure you subscribe and tune in at the next episode. Peace.